This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We begin this hour with the latest advances in law enforcement. These times of tight budgets, police departments across the country are looking for new ways to save money, and one way is to try and predict where crime will strike before it happens. It's called predictive policing. In Los Angeles, the strategy took off under then-Chief William Bratton, and we'll hear from Chief Bratton in just a few minutes. But first, as NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, LA cops this month are rolling out new technology they say will predict crime like never before.
Captain Sean Malinowski does his crime fighting in front of a computer screen.
That looks like a assault with a deadly weapon with a vehicle.
He's in the LAPD's Racer Division. It's located in a new crime data and analysis center just built in downtown LA. Malinowski is tracking two crimes that just occurred.
And they're within, a few blocks of each other here in the South LA.
Patrol cars are already on the scene. Malinowski says this facility is the state-of-the-art in real-time policing. Now he wants the force to be the best in predicting where criminals will strike. For the past several years, he's been working with a team of researchers from UCLA. This month, they're finally rolling out a new computer program to do just that. Using years of crime stats, the computer churns out maps with small highlighted areas where it predicts a crime will occur.
1539, 9053.
Lieutenant Scott Harrelson drives to one of the areas, or boxes.
We're headed to Osborne and Glen Oaks.
So it's a pretty small area you're going to, right?
Approximately 500 feet by 500 feet, is my understanding. City block, so to speak.
When not on radio calls, cops in this Northern Patrol Division of L.A. spend as much time as they can inside a box. Harrelson says officers won't do anything different there than they did before.
Just means while they're in that box and in that area, they're going to be paying a lot more attention.
So far, it seems to be working. That's what Captain Malinowski tells his officers at their morning muster.
Let me tell you, we have week one results now that we looked at. During the first week of this test, if you want to call it that, we had 30 of those crimes in the division reported.
30 property crimes, burglaries, and car thefts. Malinowski says that's a 50% decrease compared to the same week last year. He's not declaring predictive policing a success. He'll wait 6 months to do a complete analysis. But in Santa Cruz, California, the police department has been using the UCLA program since July with similar results. UCLA anthropologist Jeff Branningham says he's not surprised. Human behavior, especially when in search of resources, follows very predictable patterns. For his PhD, Branningham studied foraging strategies of ancient hunter and gatherers in Mongolia.
It's surprising how similar the problems are. How it is that ancient hunter-gatherers found gazelles on the Mongolian steppes is very similar to how it is that offenders find a car to steal.
Annie says crime, especially property crime, happens in predictable waves.
If your house is broken into, the chance that it's going to be broken into again goes way up. And in fact, the chance that your neighbor's houses are broken into goes way up.
That's because crooks now know the area and go back to where they had success. Branningham says these crime waves show up in patterns similar to the aftershocks of an earthquake. While the science is impressive, Loyola Law professor Stan Goldman says he worries how the data will be used. Despite police assurances, he says cops could use it as reasonable doubt to stop and search innocent suspects who happen to be in the highlighted neighborhoods.
It may very well end up reducing crime to a certain degree. The question is, at what cost, at what price?
LA cops say the computer will never replace good policing practices and that it's a much-needed tool, especially as budgets are cut and police forces are stretched thin. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.